The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels. That is our ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. You can get our free podcasts out there, or if you want a little bit more, you can get that premium content subscription as well. We have the San Jose Women's Business Examiner subscription. That is absolutely free. Connect with us out there. Keep up to date what's going on here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area. Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson. Our new Facebook page, it's not so new anymore. I like to say new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, frustrated views, post it out there. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known and get to know the other women out there that are connecting with us around the world. So that's very, very exciting. Sell your products, sell your services, do some healthy, healthy business, and build some relationships. Relationships, business is built on relationships. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments or topics that you might want me to talk about when I'm bridging the gap between your business and faith. Every week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership and work hard. We work very, very hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. So we're glad to have you with us. Before I bring my featured guest on, I want to talk to you about something that's kind of trending right now. That's trending. You should know about it. You should know about it. Face Off. And again, my favorite websites is the Small Business Trends website. So if you have not made that a favorite in your bookmarks, make it one of your favorites, smallbiztrends.com. So there's this Face Off website versus social media profile or page. Which one is better? Should I have just a social media page? Should I have just a website? Should I do both? What's going on? So let's just tell you about some of the pros and cons that they're talking about. And you can go out there and read the article for yourself. Social media pros, quick and free. Absolutely true. Quick and free. But of course, I could say that with WordPress and with Wix websites. So they are free. Maybe not so quick and set up. But social media pros, quick and free. Low commitment. Globally, they are global. I can agree with that. Engagement, social media encourages back and forth interaction, which is fantastic. You want that interaction, that back and forth. Branding, customers will learn more about the business's values, mission, and purpose. You can do that as well. We have a social website out there. Of course, you've just heard all of our places of touch points. Cons, some of the things that it's not so good. Limited design, true. Open forum. True. Limited reporting tools. Lack of ownership. So those are some of the pros and cons. And you can read their comments with regards to that on Small Biz Trends. Then website pros, cost effective. Yes, it can be cost effective. You have to find those tools. Wix, W-I-X.com is a great tool. I like that over WordPress. I think WordPress is a little cheesy, for lack of a better term. I think Wix websites have a very competitive templated designs that make you a little bit more competitive. You look a little bit more upscale in terms of your design. So I really like Wix.com as a choice, but your preference at the end of the day. Credibility, yes, yes, and yes, credibility. Websites build credibility. Having a website and allowing you to also have an email that connects you to that website rather than a Gmail, a Yahoo, and all of that. You want something that's like Business on the Edge, Margaret J at businessontheedge.biz. There's my email address. There, now you have it. So instead of Margaret J at Yahoo.com or Gmail.com. So you want that credibility there. Full control? Yes, depends on the tool that you're using. You have control, but when you use templates, you do have some limitations. But now if you are, if you know HTML, then you can do some other things as well if you have that back end knowledge. But for the most part, these templated sites, full control. And now that's templated. Now they're talking about, now if you're building a full website, you absolutely do have full control. You can write all you want on that back end. So better marketing, reduced overhead, 24-hour availability. You can partly open for business for 24 hours a day, depending on what you do. So that's kind of true. So there's some factors that would play into that. As a business coach, this is kind of blanket a little bit, but I do like this article because it is a website versus social media. What I would say is do both. And then, you can use social media to push people to your website as well. So that is it for the small business trends and what's in the news today. I wanted to share that. So we're going to bring on our featured guest. And I had an opportunity to meet this particular guest at an event that I was co-sponsoring with Assembly Member Canton Chu, who has also been on the show here, and our sister show, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. So you can check that out from time to time if you'd like to do that. But Jesse Torres is just absolutely fantastic in terms of what you need to know about small business. He is the Deputy Director of Small Business, the Small Business Advocate in the state of California. And so we're going to talk a little bit about California's Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, the Go Biz. We want to know about, we want businesses to go. So Jesse, thank you so much for joining me on the show this afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on, Margaret. Really appreciate it.
You're like a well-kept secret. I met you. You're so personable and touchable, and we're going to chat a little bit before we go to our first commercial break, but tell us about what you do for the state of California.
Sure. So like you said, I am the state's one and only small business advocate, and it's a title that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But what I like to say is that I'm your main contact. If you're a small business owner and you're trying to do business in the state, if you're trying to grow or launch your business and you're needing some help, my office is here to help you. We're interested in putting together programs and services that help the business owner here in California and to help meet their needs in all kinds of different ways. So, our office, we do everything from regulatory assistance to helping people with permits to connecting them to resource partners. So we run the gamut with our office.
Absolutely. And I learned a lot about what you are doing at our little event there. So tell us about the goals for GoBiz. What is GoBiz?
Sure. So GoBiz, the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, can really be seen as the main lead state entity when it comes to economic development, to job creation, to business growth. So we're really that one-stop agency, office within the state of California that helps either, businesses already here in California to get launched or to grow, or if there's a company that's looking to set up in California, we have offices that deal with those companies and help them to get situated. And we also have a number of different units, everything from international trade to help people with export assistance to the Visit California unit, which is, the California Tourism Board. So with our Office of Small Business Advocate, which is just one of the units within GoBiz, because of the nature of the California economy, it just has a lot of different facets and runs the gamut of services.
We're going to go ahead and go to a break, but when we get back, we're going to dig in a little bit more on what you have here with regards to GoBiz and how businesses can get connected to the right resources. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. SMX Staffing is your connection to a great opportunity with Amazon. That's right, you could work for Amazon. Are you ready for a job that has a future? Have you been beating down the online job board's path in hopes of winning that job? Amazon is now hiring 600 people. Don't miss this opportunity. Get your application into SMX Staffing today. Applications are available online at apply.smjobs.com. Grow within the company. You get a weekly paycheck. I love that. You get a weekly paycheck. And you must have a GED or higher and at least 18 years of age. So if you fit this description or basic requirements, submit your application to SMX Staffing at apply.smjobs.com. That S as in Sam, M as in Margaret, jobs.com, or call 510-792-4641. That's 510-792-4641 for more information. Get in at Amazon. We're going to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith before we bring Jesse back on and bring one of my favorite people on. I'll let you know who she is in just a moment, but she's very, very cool. I really enjoy her style. She's just one of a kind. You know, you ought to be glad to be one of a kind, because if you're one of a kind, then you're not a copy. You're not a copycat. You need to be one of a kind, because you bring value. You bring value to the rest of the world community. So let's do a little bridging the gap. The Power of Leadership Authority. If you missed my event this last weekend, you missed it. All I can say is you missed it. And it was a great event, Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar. I had some great talent there. Global life coach. I like saying global life coach, but she is a life coach and business coach, Jackie Welch. She's in the studio with me today. She's going to give you a little bit of her Miss Tyro, I call her Miss Tyro. She's going to give you a little bit of feel of who she is in just a little bit. And then, of course, we have Jesse Torres, the deputy director of the Small Business Advocate, Small Business Go Biz in the state of California. So we're going to get back to him in just a little bit as well. But I want to talk to you about your responsibility as a leader just for a little bit. We're going to get Jesse back in before we get out of this segment. Here's the biblical reference, the scripture reference that I have is Galatians 5:22, fruit of the Spirit. That is the first place you should be looking to understand what your responsibilities are as a power leader, one of authority. And what does it say? But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Now, if you dig into those words, this is really what it's saying. But the fruit of the Spirit is loving God's way. Be exceedingly joyful. Rest or set at one again when you want to set at peace. Patience, right? Solace in excellence of demeanor and gentleness. Virtue, benefit, good. When faithfulness is your conviction, your meekness is your humility, and your self-control is your temperance. So when your responsibility and role as a leader is to lead. And as God begins to give you opportunity, he's also checking to see what your character looks like. And he's checking to see whether or not you're going to handle people right and handle your business right and handle your career right. We have to be right. You know what bothers me, just bothers me, is that when we go into the faith-based community and saints are mean and they're, you know, they don't treat people right. Not all, but some. You go in and your leaders are kind of crunchy and not nice when God is a good God. He's a loving God. And he does chastise us as his children, but we have a responsibility to walk right and not take our positions as if we are above someone, above people, and that we kind of smush them down. I can tell you now that is poor leadership, poor leadership. So your role and responsibility as a leader, you should be able to influence. You should be able to get your team to move because they're excited. Leaders do not use fear, their position, their role, their responsibility, and subject people to behavior that makes them insecure to even be around you. They hate to see you come. And if you're that person, then you need to really take a look at where you're at in the spirit and really what God wants out of you. When you are settled, when you are settled in who you are as an individual, as a woman, as a man, as a person, and settled in your resolve for Christ and how he led his life, then you're not going to treat people. You're not going to mistreat people. So simply put, your role is to lead by example. Be the expert. Be the one that people want to be around. I like it that people want to be around me. I like it when people want to hang out with me because I'll motivate them. I refuse to, and I do frustrate them. I frustrate some because leaders can frustrate. But you have to frustrate. This is not a mean thing. This is not a bully thing. This is I will not allow someone to be less than the potential that I see in them. So I don't let them get lazy about who they are. They limit themselves. So I'm very, my son will tell you this way. He says, my mom's firm, but she's fair. I'm firm, but I'm fair. And this is a little bit of the teaching that they got this last weekend. If you missed it, you're going to have to connect with us next year. I'll probably do it again sometime. I'm not sure, but when that will be, but faith in business entrepreneurship is a serious responsibility. And when you're dealing with people, when you're growing a business or when you're going to work, and let me just say, when you're going to work at Cisco or Yahoo or wherever you're at, don't use the company time to pray, read your Bible, do things that the company is not paying you on company time to do. That's a misuse, an inappropriate use of the time. We're supposed to be the example. If you want to pray, which is great, if you want to read your Bible, which is wonderful, do it on your lunch hour. Rather than talking, going out to lunch and chatting it up, use your lunch hour. Walk around the building and pray for your company. Pray for the success of it. We have to be the example. And so when it's time for promotion to come around and you're doing your job with excellence, you're leading with excellence, promotion can come your way. Opportunities can come your way. We want to be the example. So just keep that in mind. And I do have 4 stages of development leadership, but I cannot go into it because I am limited on time. I'm going to do more. If you want an opportunity for me to come and speak and all of that, you can email me at faithinbusinessontheedge.biz. But let's get back to our guest. I'm going to jump back to Jesse. Jesse, how you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Yes. I take time out to kind of bridge the gap between business and faith because we need to have some balance in what we're doing. But I want to talk to you a little bit more about, you talked about GoBiz and the goal of GoBiz and the real purpose is we want businesses to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so where are some of the places that small businesses can get resources? For example, I am a certified Small Business Development Center advisor, but I want you to tell our audience where they can go and get some of the support that they need to access the GoBiz resources.
Sure, absolutely. And that's, I think that's what we're trying to do, or get the word out, that if you're a business owner and you're trying to figure out how to get connected to the right person or get immediate assistance, I want them to call me. I want them to know that they can call our office, they can reach out to us directly and help us, and we can help them, you know, get connected or either by connecting to resource partners, or often we have the ability to answer the question right away. We do have people on staff that can help with things like permit issues. You know, if you're having an issue, whether it's locally or with the state, If there's a permit issue impacting your business, we do have people, a pretty large, significant staff that can help with that. If you need just in the field business support, you know, if you're trying to figure out, you know, how to get moving on your business, you know, figuring out what kind of structure you should use to incorporate, or if you're just trying to get a handle of the first many steps of starting, say, a new restaurant or barbershop, or even if it's an innovation kind of focused company, our often can be a first great step to answer those questions. So let me give a website right now so people can have it. www.business.ca.gov, and that's the main GoBiz website. And from there, you can get connected to all the different units of GoBiz and get some immediate assistance. We receive about a little over 5,000 phone calls every year, emails and phone calls to our main office in Sacramento. You know, say a significant piece of those phone calls and inquiries gets directed to my office, the Office of Small Business Advocate, and then the rest get distributed out to the rest of the units. And if you're wondering, okay, what is an appropriate question to ask of the GoBiz office? I mean, here's a quick sample. How do I get a business license? You know, what does EB-5 mean? How do I file for an EIN? You know, what does it mean? How do I get started on starting my online business? So, like I said, you know, when in doubt, just call us, because either we can help you directly, or we can connect you to a partner like the Small Business Development Center or SCORE or SBA, who might be able to provide additional direct assistance.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a commercial break. Such good stuff. You guys are glad you tuned in today. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are in our power resource round from Power People, Power Business, and Power Ministries. My I have to laugh because my producer has me saying round because he calls it the lightning round, because this is where we just shove all these resources at you for you to take opportunity. It's not, you know, not every resource that we have may be for you. But the ones that are for you, use them. The ones that you think that are for someone else, share them. So I have a couple of announcements to make, and then we're going to get in and invite my Miss Tyro. Time is running out on, and we're going to let her share a little bit about what she's doing. But first of all, let's get some basic stuff out of the way. You've heard me talk for weeks now about Mobile Wise Global. Oh my gosh, this technology has me running around the business. How wise is your business mobility? Are you ready to do business in today's mobile market? I talk about it all the time. Do you want a mobile wise site, a wise pass, a wise code, texting, and wise Wi-Fi for the cutting edge mobile customer appeal? Think about it. Mobile Wise Global is Silicon Valley's business market's fully integrated cutting-edge mobile business solutions to the small and medium-sized business. A full suite of mobile services creatively designed to drive increased profitability. So it's a full suite of mobile services. This is crazy. They're mobile wise in Business on the Edge even as we speak. I can't wait to have everything online. I'm going to share it with you. It's creatively designed to drive increased profitability. We want profitability. Today's business is won in moments, and you want to capture those moments. The epic center of these moments are the I want to do, I want to go, and I want to buy mobile moments. Mobile Wise Global has the wise mobile solutions for wise websites, wise text messages, wise Wi-Fi, and a wise pass. Your live channel of communication that offers an instant medium for feeding information to your target audience. Come on, you got Christmas coming up and all kinds of things coming up. Don't leave your business on the sidelines. Get your business mobile wise, W-I-Z-E wise, with Mobile Wise Global. Go to www.mobilewise, W-I-Z-E, global.com, or call 888-509-8288. That's 888-509-8288. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. I have to know whether or not you guys got Finding God in Silicon Valley. We had Skip Vaccarello on the show. And he's got so much going on. Hopefully next year you also show up for his prayer breakfast. That's going to be, I believe, April 1st, 2016. And I will be a part of that. So I'm excited to share more about what he wants me to do with regards to his prayer breakfast. 700 people come out for this. He has written a book, Is It Possible to Find God in Silicon Valley? Are the trappings of financial and business success too much? Skip Vincent Vaccarello answers these questions in the release of his new book, Finding God in Silicon Valley. Skip's 30 years of leadership experience in Silicon Valley's technology companies placed him in the world of influential people. You want to know the right people. Finding God in Silicon Valley tells how God is working in Silicon Valley. Venture capitalists, entrepreneurs, leaders of major companies, innovators in nonprofit startups, scientists, technologists are sharing their struggle with faith. The story doesn't end there. It is only the beginning into a journey that these leaders were able to move beyond the trappings of financial and business success, facing real life struggles, overcoming personal tragedy, and through it all, they found light in a dark place. Rising above the struggle, tragedy, money, business, they found Christ. Leaders reconciled science and faith. Decision makers reconciled reason and faith. Finding God in Silicon Valley is more than a book. It is a lesson of knowing Christ, discovering the meaning, purpose, and calling on your life. It is a must read. Go to findinggodinsiliconvalley.com or amazon.com and get your copy today. And let me know that you grabbed a copy and that you're reading it and what your thoughts are on Finding God in Silicon Valley. So back to some of our guests here in the studio. I have life coach and business coach, professional coach, Jackie Welch in the studio with me. Jackie, how are you?
I am doing great, Margaret. I am so excited to be here. It's been a while. Looking forward to our time together today.
I am excited because you kind of popped in. We were doing some other things and I just kind of asked her to stick around and share a little bit about. So tell our audience, you have not been on the Faith and Business on the Edge show. You've been on the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show. We've got some Tyro tips that are rolling on that show. So tell our audience a little bit about who Jackie Welch is. Who's Miss Tyro?
Well, first of all, Miss Tyro is a corporate soldier that has recently transitioned into the world of being a certified coach. And so when you were talking about your book, this book that you reference about, you know, finding God here in faith in the Silicon Valley, it like so resonated with me because having been a corporate individual for 28 years, yes, you heard that right. I worked for the same company for 28 years. And so when it was time for me to turn in my boxing gloves, it was nothing but faith that allowed me to transition and to transition with the mission. I like to call it, I have gone from paycheck to purpose.
Oh, wow. That's good. I love that. I love that. Now, what are you doing? Do you have an event coming up as well? When is that?
Yes. So I have an event. It's going to be taking place on Thursday, December the 3rd. And this event is called The Secret Sauce. Come out and learn how others are able to motivate and increase sales revenue, as well as being able to hire the right talent in your organization. Because we know here in the Silicon Valley, the greatest resource is the most limited resource, and that is good people.
Right.
Good people. I would challenge anyone today to try to run a company without a person. It's not going to happen.
Tough to do. Now, let me ask you a question. We have a few minutes before we go to a commercial break. I want to have Jesse Torres jump in because you've kind of been listening in on Jesse Torres. And I think he's kind of, where has he been all my professional life kind of thing, my business life? What's your take on some of the information that you're hearing about GoBiz, having a small business advocate in the state of California that you can access and resources that you can access? Let's give Jesse some feedback on what you just learned about.
Well, you know, that's very interesting because some of the things that Jesse was talking about over the course of my 2 years, it's exactly what I've been able to accomplish. For example, you know, being right here in Fremont, I could literally write the book, as they say, regarding my first 2 years as a new business owner. I've done the permit. I've got the website live. I have my EIN number. I've got my LLC. And most of all, I just also became an SBE, a small business enterprise registered now to do business with the state of California. So everything that Jesse was talking about so resonated with me because I've been on this journey, but the most the most important thing, it is through my faith. And as they say, faith without works is dead, right?
That's right.
And most of all, just remembering that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Powerful, powerful. Jesse, you just kind of like have a fan sitting here in my...
It's good to hear, you know, just thinking about how can we make it easier for others, you know, who also want to get started and achieve the kind of same success. You know, how do we make that easier for people to launch their businesses and to get them growing? You know, so it's great to hear about the success, but always thinking about those who don't know how to take that first step. You know, that's who we're trying to help.
Right. So can you give us that website again for?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.business.ca.gov.
So we got www.business.ca.gov. And Jackie, can you give us your website? Because now Jackie's business is Tyro Life Coaching. I love that because time is running out. That's what
that is correct. Time is running out for all of us. So once again, if you think that you want to be this business owner, I want you to remember time is running out and you can do it. So yes, my website here is www.tyrolifecoaching.com because remember, time is running out.
Right. So you get that. T-I-R-O. So you get that straight. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Jackie. Get connected to her upcoming event. Again, The Secret Sauce. And I love that. And I already got an idea of what it's going to be about. But I'm not going to speculate on air. You just have to go and get connected to her. You can find that event on Eventbrite as well. You got that live and going.
That is correct. You're absolutely correct. It's on Eventbrite. And it's also going to be on our business page as well.
Yes. The On the Edge Women in Business Club page. We will have that listed so you can go out there and get the information as well. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have a few more goodies for you, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the other things that Business on the Edge is doing. You are listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We are having a good time. You guys get so much information here. So I hope you guys are using all these resources that we're giving you, supporting these different businesses that are working hard to just be a benefit and a blessing to the community, to the business community, to the your personal lives, professional lives. We hope you are getting connected, which brings me to Mama's House International. We had Roberta Currier on a few weeks back as well, so hopefully you've gotten connected with her. Train up a child in the way that they should go. Mama's House Community Outreach is training today's youth and their families on how to deal with the concerns of life, equipping them with practical life skills and biblical principles for achieving an abundant life. Roberta Currier is the president and founder of Mama's House Community and Global Outreach. She is a pillar and a leader in the local and global communities. Mama's House Community need your financial support for their youth outreach projects, supplemental food pantry, Christmas dinner basket program, youth and educational mission outreach programs to China and the Philippines, and orphanage sponsorships. Your donation of any amount to Mama's House Community will go to help support the local and global outreach efforts and activities of Mama's House Community. If you would like to become a partner with Mama's House Community or give a one-time donation, please go to www.mamashousecommunityoutreach.com. Or for more information, call 925-565-6919. That's 925-565-6919. And if I sound a little weird today, I'm a little congested. So just hang in there with me. I'm trying to get this information out to you and for you so you can get connected with the right resources. It's so important that you do. And I do have another resource that I do need to read off to you, but we'll do that in the next segment or something for you before we get out of here. We want people to get jobs. But I want to circle back with, again, our featured guest on the show today, Jesse Torres, who is the Deputy Director of the Small Business Advocate. Jesse, we've talked about GoBiz, but I want to talk about the Tech Future Group. What is the Tech Futures Group?
Tech Futures Group is actually a small business development center program that operates out of the Bay Area. And, you know, at core, what they do is they provide consulting, no-cost consulting to entrepreneurs that are interested in, you know, things like alternative financing, venture capital, or maybe they're a startup looking to get plugged into the ecosystem. So it's a program that's not managed out of the GoBiz office, but it is one of the partners that we have, you know, with the California Small Business Development Center Network. I know they're also a recipient of some of the grant money that we give to the SBDCs to help expand out consulting in the way of access to capital. So we consider them a really key partner in the Bay Area.
This is absolutely fantastic. I was sharing with you on our break that I have tech companies that are doing some very, and we're, again, known as innovation. So the rest of the world that happens to tune into this show, because this show can be accessed globally, we are the Silicon Valley hub of technology. So eat your heart out. It is what it is. We are we're Silicon Valley's gold in technology. And we want to help, you know, speaking from a Small Business Development Center advisor, the goal really is to help support small businesses to grow, to go, to expand, to have the right foundation. So your business, the right business model, so you can exercise a healthy business experience that your customers can experience great business. And the state of California, the cities, the counties, everyone's working towards that end, that are surrounding the small businesses with regards to these opportunities. And as a faith-based market, one of the things that I do want you to understand is that these resources are out there for you too. It is not them and us. And Jesse, what I find is that the faith-based community, particularly the Christian community, lacks the coming out and really finding out or learning about the resources that are available. We have a lot of people in the Christian community that they tend to set up their business structures as nonprofits, and which are great. And one of the things that I share is that not all of the businesses need to be a nonprofit business, depending on what they're doing. And they get into this idea that maybe it should be nonprofit because I happen to be a Christian, and that's not the case. There's some that will be very profitable and can have this mutual benefit. You could have a mutual benefit nonprofit, you know, some blending, so they can still be a impact the communities the way that they want to impact. But what I'm getting at is that these resources are out there for everyone. That's just the bottom line. They're for everyone. You're not excluding anyone, but we need to get the word out to these communities to let them know that, you know, going to events like you flew up here from L.A. to be at Canson Chu's, Assemblymember Canson Chu's event, their GoBiz event. So coming out to these sorts of events also educates the community on what's available.
Absolutely. You know, you have 3.6 million small business owners here in California, the largest of any state in the country. You know, we're number one when it comes to women-owned businesses, number one when it comes to minority-owned businesses. You know, we're a huge state, and the one of the most biggest challenges that we have is just getting connected to all the different business owners. You know, in a day and age where you can find your own niche, your own place on the internet, you know, I guarantee there's a Facebook page or an online community just for you and the type of business you have, whether you're faith-based or not. You know, figuring out the pathways to get key information out to business owners is a lot harder now. So that's why being on shows like the one you have or being visible, being present at events all around the state is really important, because there are some people that will go to their church for assistance. Some people like to go to events featuring members of the assembly. There's others that just want to go on their favorite social media site and get the information that way. So, you know, the trick is you need to be at all places at all time, you know,
right.
And figuring out how to do that is always a big challenge. But, you know, I appreciate, you know, you having me on the show, because there's going to be listeners out there that you have that probably never been to an event, probably have never been to our website, and it's just really important for us to get the information out to them that, yeah, California is a place for you. It's a place for you to grow your business, and
absolutely,
we care. So
absolutely, absolutely. And if you can give us that website one more time so they can connect with you.
Absolutely. It's www.business.ca.gov.
That is www.business.ca.gov. Jesse, I want to thank you for tuning in and joining us and coming on the show and sharing all of this. I mean, there's just so much information, and we've really just given them a nutshell, to be honest. You need to go out to the GoBiz website, the www.business.ca.gov website, and get more information. There's tons of information. You can connect with the Small Business Development Center. You can connect with the SBA. You can connect with all of these different resources that are here to help your business grow and set up correctly. Sometimes it's not set up exactly the way it needs to be set up. Sometimes you miss things, you know. So how does a franchise tax board, IRS, Board of Equalization, how do all of these companies, organizations work together for your business to do what it needs to do? So you want to make sure that you're able to do that as well. So, Jesse, thank you again. Deputy Director of the Small Business Advocate for the State of California.
Thank you, Margaret. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Have a good day. We're going to go to a commercial break. You are listening to AM 1100 KFAX.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. As promised, SMX Staffing is your connection to a great opportunity with Amazon. That's right, you could work for Amazon. Are you ready for a job that has a future? Have you been beating down the online job board's path in hopes of winning the job? Amazon is now hiring 600 people. Get your application in to SMX Staffing today. Applications are available online at apply.smjobs.com. Grow within the company. Weekly pay, must have a GED or higher and at least 18 years of age. If you fit these basic requirements, submit your application to SMX Staffing at apply.smjobs.com or call 510-792-4641. That's 510-792-4641 for more information. Get out there and get those jobs. Get those jobs. We have had a pretty good show. I really am excited about the GoBiz. If you are a small business, if you're a company, you just need information that can help you transition. And you know what's great about having these sorts of resources? They really aren't concerned about how big you actually are, but just that there's resources out there to support you. Yes, so there's resources out there to support a small business. Yes. Women-owned businesses, yes. Minority-owned businesses, yes. Mid-sized businesses, yes, there are resources for you to access, whether you're a church, whether you're an itinerant ministry, whether you're a for-profit business. It just doesn't matter the type of business, but there's resources out there for you to get. So please, please, please take advantage of the resources out there. Get connected with our life coach, Tyro, life coaching, Tyro, and get connected with that secret sauce and plug in. You know, one of the things that I talk about oftentimes when I'm training and teaching is that you have to get your skin in the game. Get your skin in the game. I can't build your business on my back. I can't build your career on my back. I can create opportunities. I can open some doors. I can do a few things that can help put you in a position to maybe do something new. But you have to be the one that takes the initiative to do the heavy lifting for your business, for your career. And if you want to move forward, we can help you do that. And I'm doing my best to help you do that through the Faith and Business on the Edge show. This has been a very, very great run for our show. We're getting a great response. And I mentioned earlier, if you're an organization and you would like me to come out and teach or train your women's group, any presentations for your congregation with regards to leadership, with regards to what God really has for your business, for the people of God. We want the people of God to be able to be a benefit to the ministries, but you can't be a blessing if you're not blessed. You can't be a blessing if you're not blessed. And so one of the things that we decided to do is that when we come into an itinerant ministry to do an event, we'll bring one of our events to you. We will give the church or ministry, itinerant ministry, 10% back. I believe in giving back. I believe in giving to God. And so we know that you can't always come to where we're at, but we'll come to you. We'll package an event specifically for your congregation, for your ministry group. And so we can work together on that. We'll partner on that. And we will give 10% back on from the registrations to be a blessing to that ministry and to be a blessing to your people there. So connect with us at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and we can do that. Our On the Edge Women in Business Club, I'm so excited. If you have not been out there, we have such a cool new look on our website. It's so clean. I love it. I love it. We've been working on it for about a year and really getting it to where we want to get it. And what we've done is we've changed how you can join in terms of your membership. We had a flat rate, and because we found that even flat rates, even if they're nominal, makes it a little bit still difficult sometimes for businesses and women to get a hold of those lump sums. But you can now join for $10 a month, and that's a reoccurring cost, just like we're doing with the podcast. So you can connect with resources, connect with other women in business. Now, I will say this is not a church group or church kind of association. This is a professional and business club for you to grow. And if you're a ministry, yes, we want you to be a part of it because you have resources that can reach other people. And we definitely have a lot of churches and ministry professionals, if you will, that are part of the club. But in all fairness, we're trying to provide something that is available to the public. And so women in business, if you want to get a little bit more, go out and check out the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can get to that at businessontheedge.biz. You can click through on our club page and then it'll take you straight to the club website. So we're going to get out of here. Hope you have a great weekend. Be nice to someone. Say hello. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.